USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden warned that another terror attack is expected soon in Kabul. In a statement Saturday, the president said another attack on Kabul's airport is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours, according to new intelligence. The warning coming after an airstrike in retaliation for Thursday's attack that killed 13 U.S. service members. Army Major General Hank Taylor says two high-profile ISIS targets were killed in that strike.
The airstrike occurred in the Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. I can confirm, as more information has come in, that two high-profile ISIS targets were killed and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
The U.S.'s mission to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies is in the final days, with a deadline to leave the country coming on August 31st. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Evacuees are still being flown out of Afghanistan as the deadline for the U.S. withdrawal approaches. The State Department estimates there are about 350 Americans still remaining in the country, with at least 5,400 Americans having been evacuated from Afghanistan since the beginning of the operation. But some lawmakers still want more time ahead of Tuesday's deadline. Representative Rob Whitman says that the U.S. should leave Afghanistan only after all Americans are out. The Virginia Republican tells Fox News that the Taliban should not dictate our timeline.
There are still Americans that need to be evacuated. Secondly, is that there's still significant risk to our military members on the ground. And we are still facing a deadline that the president refuses to move. I believe the deadline needs to be extended. I don't think we should be at the mercy of the Taliban telling us when to get out. This needs to be about a single purpose and a single purpose only, and that is getting every American out of Afghanistan. And we should not have the timeline dictated to us by the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Tons of Italian-style meats are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. Wendy King reports.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the best-by dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill, and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And when the final Grand Slam of the tennis season starts next week, it will be in front of a captive and vaccinated audience. The U.S. Open will require fans to prove that they've received at least one dose of COVID vaccine before entering the venues. Tournament organizers say that masks will also be required for fans who enter an indoor area. Organizers had previously said that neither masks nor vaccines would be required for entry into the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.